And you put them in a, we used to have old time cradles, they call them.
Uh-huh.
They would go this way.
You still have one of those?
No.
Y'all have saved one.
I didn't ever have one. We used a rocking chair. Put the pillars up on the rocking chair, you know, put him up on there. When he got big enough off, put him on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Put pillars around him while he was coming off.
And nowadays you might put the baby in the carriage and then go out and...
You'd push him.
Okay. What would you say? You'd say, I'm going to go watch the baby.
Go and throw that on out. Let's see now, what would you say? Go walk in the bow, I guess, roll in the bow or something.
Okay. And, say, you might have a son and a...
Say,
you might have a son and a...
And a daughter.
Okay. And,
did you hear on the television this morning about a lady having six?
Yeah, I remember.
Where was it?
It was in, Denver, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't get it where it was at. I just got the tail end of it.
Denver, Colorado, I think.
And one of them had already died.
Yeah. They thought that they were all going to live at first, but one died early this morning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I hate to have.
That many?
Six kids all the same age.
Bad enough to have two.
Well, you know when they get around 2 or 3 years old, how much trouble it's going to be.
How much trouble it was when they little fix two bottles.
Yeah.
All them diapers to wash. Of course, now they can get Pampers and they don't have to do it.
Yeah. Say if a woman's going to have a child, you say that she's...
pregnant.
Did people used to use that word as much
no,
as they do now?
No, they didn't used to use it.
What did they say?
They just said she was big.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Any sort of joking ways of saying that?
Well, yeah, they'd say she's water pumpkin seed.
Okay. And say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you might get a woman.
Yeah, granny woman.
Okay. Any other name for her?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and same shape nose, you'd say that he...
favored his daddy.
Okay. And say if the child was misbehaving, you might tell him, now, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a...
spanking.
Okay.
Huh? Spanking, mostly what they'd say.
Uh-huh. What else besides the spanking?
Well, whipping.
What's the difference now?
Well, I'd say whipping would be with a switch and spanking with your hand.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference.
Okay. And say a child that's is born to a woman that's not married, you'd call the child a...
Mm-hmm. Well, they used to call them a witch coat here.
Okay. Any other words?
Well, they'd call the child out of daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's got a daddy, but not a lot. He wouldn't. He'd have to take his mother's name.
Mm-hmm. Any word?
Well,
that's not.
A lot of people called them bastards.
Uh-huh. Is that not very nice to?
No, it's
to
not.
Use?
I wouldn't think so.
But Woods.
A Woods Colt. They've said that too.
Was Woods Colt all right to say?
It's well,
not,
I guess it would be all right.
I mean,
people says it.
Yeah. And say your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be called a...
an orphan.
Hmm?
Orphan.
Okay. And a person who's appointed to look after the orphan would be called a...
a guardian.
And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces and...